From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump has arrived in Davos, Switzerland for the World Economic Forum. Henry Ridgewell previews the visit as Trump prepares for his address Friday.
Donald Trump's attitude to globalization and, by extension, free trade is generating a tangible tension. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi gave the opening address to the forum Tuesday. His message contrasted sharply.
Forces of protectionism are raising their heads against globalization. Their intention is not only to avoid globalization themselves, but also want to reverse its natural flow.
Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
A federal jury in Wisconsin Wednesday convicted a Chinese wind turbine company of stealing trade secrets. Jeff Custer has the details.
U.S. Attorney Scott Blader called the theft of ideas and ingenuity not a business dispute, but a crime. According to the government's case against Sinoville, the company had an $800 million contract for products and services from Wisconsin-based American Superconductor that it never paid. As a result, federal prosecutors say investors dumped more than $1 billion in the company's stock and about 700 workers lost their jobs. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
A train derailment near Italy's financial capital of Milan killed at least 3 people and left 13 more seriously injured. Several carriages of the regional train operated by Trenord derailed in the early morning hours at the Pilotello Limito station. Search and rescue efforts ended after all those who presented minor injuries were given shelter in a nearby gymnasium. Follow Voice of America on social media for pictures, videos, stories, and more. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump's Homeland Security Advisor says the United States would prefer that Turkish troops remove themselves from a conflict in the Syrian border town of Afrin.
President Erdogan, we understand your legitimate security concerns on your southern border, and we're going to work with you very closely to get through those concerns.
Speaking at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, before Trump's arrival, Tom Bossert said Turkey will make decisions to de-escalate violence in Afrin and would have the support of the U.S. if it did so. Veteran U.S. diplomat Bill Richardson has resigned from a panel looking into the Rohingya crisis. Serena Dayaram explains.
Veteran U.S. diplomat Bill Richardson called the panel a, quote, whitewash and cheerleading operation for the government. Richardson slammed the board itself, saying its chairman was not committed to the task of putting recommendations on issues of Rohingya peace and safety into action. Rohingya witnesses and rights activists accuse Myanmar's armed forces of killing, rape, and arson in a campaign the UN and the United States have called ethnic cleansing. Myanmar rejects that label and has denied nearly all the allegations.
That was reporter Serena Dayaram. U.S. President Donald Trump told reporters yesterday he would speak to special counsel Robert Mueller under oath.
There's been no collusion whatsoever. There's no obstruction whatsoever. And I'm looking forward to it.
Mueller is investigating whether Trump obstructed justice when he fired former FBI Director James Comey. It's unclear if Trump's legal team supports his intentions. The chief executive of Save the Children said the organization temporarily has suspended their operations in Afghanistan. Hillary Thorning-Schmidt called the attack on their office horrendous.
These are people who are trying to help some of the most deprived, marginalized children on this planet. They were trying to give life-saving health services, education, child protection, and nutrition to children.
Militants stormed their offices in eastern Afghanistan, the city of Jalalabad, killing 4 people and triggering a shootout with police that lasted almost 10 hours. Spain's deputy prime minister said the government had taken the first step towards preventing the election of former Catalan leader Carles Puigdemont as the head of the wealthy Spanish region. The government has asked the Council of State to give its opinion on the possibility to appeal the Constitutional Court, the Catalan Parliament Speaker's decision, to nominate Puigdemont as the only candidate on the forthcoming vote. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, be sure to point your web browser to voanews.com. You can also find additional stories in the palm of your hand or on your desktop by visiting VOA News or downloading our mobile app. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.